What are the most important words? The most important words that have ever been spoken to you? I love you. I'm proud of you. I do. We're having another baby. Beautiful words to hear. Life-changing words. But on the other hand, what about I hate you? You're a disappointment. They're not going to make it. It's over. Heartbreaking words to hear. Life-changing words. Words are powerful. Words said to us can shape the rest of our lives. But why do words have such an impact? People talk about pictures being worth 1,000 words and actions speaking louder than words and something about sticks and stones and broken bones. Words seem to take second fiddle to a lot of things. Are words really that important? Well, let's go back to creation. What does God do when he creates the world? He speaks. Let there be light. And these words bring order out of the formless void. Step by step, word by word, until the heavens and earth are formed. And then he creates Adam. And he gives him the responsibility of naming the numerous animals. And with words, Adam, made in the image and likeness of God, shares the responsibility of bringing order out of chaos through his words. And not just order, but meaning. Words mean something. Adam names his wife Eve, and her name has meaning, the mother of all the living. But it is also by words that Adam and Eve are deceived by the devil, the liar, who uses words to divide our first parents from their trust in God, their father. But God did not give up. As it says in the beginning of the book of Hebrews, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers through the prophets. He then spoke to Abraham and his descendants until he spoke to Moses, when he spoke in a definitive way on Mount Sinai, when he gave the Ten Commandments. They're also known as the Decalogue, which literally means the 10 words. The 10 words. What do these 10 words reveal? Well, they revealed the order that God placed into man. They revealed, in words, the natural law that God had written on every human heart, but that had been obscured and almost forgotten because of the fall. These 10 words show how we actually can live in relationship with God and with one another. These words also revealed the reality and the meaning of sin. That sin goes against the way God had designed man and woman. That sin is what is contrary to human nature, to the order God spoke into being in our creation. Sin is what damages and destroys that order. I think we often think sin is just breaking the rules, breaking the Ten Commandments. But sin isn't wrong because it just breaks the rules. Sin is wrong because it breaks us. Sin isn't wrong because it breaks the rules. It's wrong because it breaks us. Because the words have meaning that correspond to the reality of how we are made. That God didn't just make these up. That in these 10 words, he is speaking the truth and reality of how he made us, of what truly fulfills us. You shall have no other gods besides me. Because when you turn from me to worship other things, they leave you empty and broken. They only enslave you. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day, because your heart was made for rest, for worship of God. You were not made for endless work and toil. You shall not kill, because every human life is sacred. And when you kill another's body, a part of your soul dies. You shall not commit adultery, because the love that your heart longs for is faithful and free, fruitful and forever. And these fleeting fantasies will never satisfy the deepest longing of your heart to love and to be loved. In the second reading, John says, the way we can be sure that we know him is that we keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The words, these commandments, reveal who we are and what we are made for, love. These words spoken to Moses, then through the prophets, began to reveal bit by bit who God is, until one day, on that day in Bethlehem, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The eternal Son of God, the eternal Word, came down from heaven, and the Word fulfilled all of the words that had been written about him. As it says in our gospel, thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Powerful words that were confirmed by the deeds that Christ did. Powerful, world-changing words that the apostles went out and proclaimed, like Peter we hear in the first reading, because they understood the power of Christ's words and that these words were proven by Christ's resurrection. Later on in the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul is being persecuted in Thessalonica, and those attacking him say, these men who have turned the world upside down have come here also. These men whose preaching has turned the world upside down. How? Because their words bore the power and the authority of the Word. The Word who came to turn the world right side up again. Dear words, that Christ died and rose, that Jesus had sent his Spirit to make us his sons and daughters, that these words had power, and these words demanded a response. Repent, therefore, and be converted. That words have the power to confront us with reality, often in very uncomfortable ways. Don't underestimate the importance of words, especially in a day and an age in which words are under attack. What do I mean? Well, the words we use and the meanings they have, they shape how we view reality. They shape how we live. Change the meaning and you change how people live in reality. A small example, the word priority. Up until the 1940s, no one used priority in the plural. After all, your priority is supposed to be the most important thing. How could you have more than one thing that's your the most important thing? But then the word priorities began to slip in and become more and more common, and we got used to using it until we get what we have now. Our crazy world where everyone and everything demands to be one of your priorities. But when everything is a priority, nothing is. That's just one small example, but on a larger scale, we are witnessing a war against words. We're seeing an aggressive attempt to change the meanings of words so as to reshape reality. Here's a few words you might have heard of that are, the meanings are under attack. Man. Woman. Love. Marriage. Truth. So how do we respond? How do we respond to this? Well, we need to be rooted in what these words truly mean and in who reveals that meaning. In Gaudium et Spes, which is one of the documents of the Second Vatican Council, it says this, the truth is that only in the mystery of the incarnate Word does the mystery of man take on light. That Christ, by the revelation of the mystery of the Father and his love, fully reveals man to man himself and makes his supreme calling clear. Jesus Christ, the Word, sheds light on all words. We need to know the Word. Only the truth can defeat lies. Only the light can cast out the darkness. And so our hearts and our minds need to be immersed in the truth. They need to be immersed in the Word. We need to be rooted in the Word. Our families need to be rooted in the Word. And so I challenge you, how can your family have your lives be rooted in the Word of God? How can you take time? When can you take time to read the Word, to talk about it and discuss it as your family, to delve into it together? I know we all have a lot of priorities these days, but what is more important than God's Word? I know you guys can read. We all read a lot of things every day. We read ads and posts, articles, tweets, threads, reels. What if we took time instead to read his word? If we did, I think we'd actually start to see things truly. We'd actually start to see how God sees, to understand and see how God made us and what he made us for relationship with him, for a life of virtue and love and adventure and sacrifice, a life of sharing in the cross and in the joy of the resurrection. We would understand that he has chosen us as his beloved sons and daughters, and that he has called us to be his witnesses and to proclaim his word to a world that desperately needs to hear it. So read the word, love the word, follow the word, and let his word bring you into the fullness of knowing Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.